My name is Grant Patterson, and you are listening to 93.7 CJNU FM. I'm here with Mary Seamus. Mary, welcome.
Good morning.
And Dulcie Santos, welcome.
Good morning.
And we're talking about Holy Family Personal Care Home. You may have driven past multiple times. It's on the corner of Redwood and Main Street, and it's been under construction for quite some time. Mary, how many spaces are you adding with this construction?
We'll be adding 41 resident rooms. 10 of those will be a special needs behavior unit.
Okay. And but you're also decommissioning some rooms that have gone past their best before date.
117 residents will be transferring into the new environment, and they are very much looking forward to it because some are sharing space, semi-private rooms, shared bathrooms. Mm-hmm. It'll enhance quality of life for sure.
A little more privacy and a lot, the same level of support. You pull from the Polish and Ukrainian community. Mm-hmm. So that's those languages are heard in your hallways pretty regularly?
They are. We have staff who are very comfortable in the language, and mm-hmm. we encourage when interacting with residents to use the primary language to enhance understanding on both the staff and the residents' side.
And Mary, many of these folks are dealing with dementia, and you have programming and facility in place that will support some of that.
Yes, our approach, positive approach to care, primary care, which means that we assign staff to a unit, and so there isn't a rotation of staff where residents have to get familiar with the staff on a daily basis, but it assists in building relationships where the staff become familiar with the care that the residents need and the residents are more comfortable. And as Mary had mentioned, we are also going to be having a special needs behavioral unit, which is a 10-resident unit, which will be new for us.
Some folks with dementia face larger challenges. That simply the personality changes that accompany the dementia are pretty dramatic?
It can be, depending on the level of cognition. Mm-hmm. It can be challenging not understanding what is expected of them, or having further complications of pain that might make it more difficult for them mm-hmm. to concentrate. This is why environments, smaller environments, are so important, and staff approach, education on dementia care, language, culture, all play an important role in assisting somebody with dementia, providing care.
A loved one, as taking care of parents and an aunt and uncle, I can tell you that having regular staff was really comforting for me too. Mm-hmm. Not only did my mother receive consistent care, but I was able to stay in consistent contact, and that helped out enormously, particularly in the final analysis where we were dealing with end-of-life issues and we were dealing with people that we'd been talking with for 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And the work made that all easier. The work we do is relationship-based.
Yeah.
It is.
Absolutely.
Now, you're connected to the community in some different ways, too. The Lubov Foundation is pulling together money on your behalf and actually undertaking some of this campaign to make your issues more commonly known and held within the community.
They're helping with donations.
Yes.
To help us build the new building. It's the SSMI Lubov Foundation,
mm-hmm.
very dependent on them in terms of networking out there and identifying our need for the residents.
Mm-hmm. That's outstanding. Makes a huge difference?
Huge. Mm-hmm.
It's outstanding. Well, let's go to another piece of music. Mm-hmm. We have Dick Hames, Harry James, and Benny Goodman with I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, a song that would certainly be very familiar to a lot of your residents.
Thank you. C, D, E, F, G, H. I got a gal in Kalamazoo. Don't want to boast, but I know she's a toast of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo. Years have gone by, my, my, how she grew. I liked her looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo. I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer, leaving today. Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming, hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-Z-O. Oh, what a gal, a real fibberoo. I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
I'm back with Mary Seamus and Dulcie Santos from the Holy Family Home. Mary, where can we go for more information about Holy Family?
You could call us, 589-7381. You can ask for the social work department, who will either provide a tour for you or answer any of your questions.
Wonderful. And there is a website. If we Google Holy Family, we will find you.
Correct.
And Mary, when people are looking for places to put their loved one, we encourage them to shop around, to tour and to visit different places, get a feel for what's going on. I was struck by the aviary at Holy Family. I never would have thought of such a thing. The fish tank is really great, but the aviary just blew me away. What other kinds of things do you have that just help people relax a little bit? Language usage is one we've talked about.
Right. We encourage families to bring their pets, so if they have a pet dog or cat, to bring it along on the visit, because that is soothing.
Yes.
For residents, music therapy is critical and important. It strikes a memory in a person that can bring them out from not being verbal to all of a sudden now singing, because, you know, dementia might take parts of cognition, but it doesn't take away the rhythm that the person has.
No.
So, also our chapel and prayer is important. The language, the culture, seeing that throughout the hallways, the food, smelling the pierogies and the borscht, all of that is soothing,
wonderful,
comforting.
Well, thank you so much, Mary and Dulcie, for your time. It has been wonderful to meet you on the radio. And we look forward to the rest of our time working with Holy Family.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.